The student is ready, the master will appear.
Qui-Gon, sir. I don't want to be a problem.
You won't be any. I'm not allowed to train you, so I want you to watch me and be mindful. Always remember, your focus determines your reality. Stay close to me, and you'll be safe.
Master, sir, I heard Yoda talking about midichlorians. I've been wondering, what are midichlorians?
Midichlorians are a microscopic life form that resides within all living cells.
They live inside me.
Inside your cells, yes. And we are symbionts with them.
Symbionts?
Life forms living together for mutual advantage. Without the midichlorians, life could not exist, and we would have no knowledge of the Force. They continually speak to us, telling us the will of the Force. When you learn to quiet your mind, you'll hear them speaking to you.
I don't understand.
With time and training, Annie, you will. You will.
Yo, yo. Welcome to the Wolf Chronicles Show, special edition. Niggas do not care, but we do. I got my boy Flip with me, man. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
So what's up, y'all? It's Flip. Spiritual teacher, spiritual learner. Hate to use the word spiritual because that's such a normalized word now, but that's kind of the only thing that can fit what I am. So just here to give knowledge and learn knowledge from y'all and take and give and just be a universal balancer of everything. So, you know, from this day forward, niggas do not care, but we do is the place where y'all can come and get knowledge from me and my brother Kobe about anything and come here and know that this is a safe haven for y'all, no matter the spectrums of what y'all believe and the different biased and unbiased opinions y'all may have. And that's pretty much who I am. So let's get this started. This is the first day of a big thing, so let's get it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, don't take whatever you hear from this podcast personal. This is an opportunity for you to tap in and really just learn and understand yourselves and understand your reactions and as to why you are feeling certain ways to maybe things we might say that will bother you. Because really, you can only control how you react. You cannot control what's on exterior. So,
that's right.
With all this being said, man, how are you feeling? How are you feeling now being vegan, man? How has your spiritual journey been? How have you been feeling internally and just energetically? Mm.
Well, I started, as you know, because you helped me with getting vegan and plant-based alkaline, all that. But I started about a month and a half ago, and I ain't gonna say I wasn't already practicing vegan lifestyle practices, because I was. So I wasn't only eating organic chicken and organic turkey and like cage-free eggs and almond milk and stuff like that. So I wasn't really in tune with meat like that anyway. So I started to just feel the influx of mucus all over my body. And I just started to feel like I needed to just get rid of me. And I called you tonight.
Hold on, this is lagging, bro.
And I was like, bro, this is it. I cannot eat meat anymore. So I stopped that night, literally.
Hold on, I need you to rewind.
The first week was such a hard week because I didn't have a plan with this stuff. So I was just Oh, it's lagging?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Hear
me? Hold on, rewind. All right.
See, it's my shit crazy.
So you were saying.
What about now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
This is why we have editing. You can just edit all this.
Yeah, I can edit this.
Okay.
But so yeah, you said you were already vegan or you were already on an organic path. And Where were you from? Where were you at from there?
Oh, okay, yeah. So basically, you were saying I was already on the vegan path, like just eating, you know, organic chicken, organic turkey, cage-free eggs, stuff like that, almond milk. And then I actually had a anxiety attack one night. I was actually thought I was eating healthy, but I obviously wasn't. And I just remember saying to myself, like, I got to make this change. And so I stopped eating meat literally that night. And I just went an entire week with literally eating nothing but like broccoli and zucchini and onions all week. And I lost like a mad amount of weight. And then that's when I realized if I'm going to do this, I have to have a plan. And so I literally called you and like two other my bros and one shorty and just sat out and wrote up a plan. And it's been up from there. And ever since then, my body has reversed in aging from everywhere, from my eye health to my hair health to my teeth health. Everything just feels like it's crazy. I can't explain it, but I just feel like I'm literally a whole new person, bro, compared to what I just felt last month, even with the healthy stuff that I was doing. If that make, you know, can kind of, I guess I'll say connect how even if you think you live in a healthy lifestyle, even if you still are eating meat, you still ain't healthy. That's how I feel now that I'm here, you know?
Yeah, man. You know, our people have been brainwashed with the idea that we need to eat meat for protein and that we need to be super swole beings, super inflamed beings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just lies, man.
Yeah.
And it's really,
yeah, I agree.
And you mentioned having an anxiety attack. You feel like that stemmed from the meat consumption, the energy, and then on top of that, with all the stuff going on energetic. Mm-hmm. In the world, with the sun heating up and all this, you think that might?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, man, you definitely didn't feel like you were in alignment with the universe.
Yeah, I definitely want to contribute the meat to it. Yeah, I feel like, you know, looking back, it definitely has something to do with what was going on in the universe as well, too, though. But I just feel like my body was letting me know that it had reached the pinnacle of me no longer. With the amount of knowledge that I was, could no longer. So I think it was more so that night was the night I had to give it up. You know what I'm saying? And so I actually think I'm thankful I went through that experience, because after that, that's when I got serious about it. Because I was like, yo, if I don't change my lifestyle, I'm either going to miss out on having, you know, to extend my lineage if I want to extend my lineage, save my parents if I want to. Like, I'm going to miss out on all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thankful for that moment, because in that moment, I realized that I got to change my life. So I don't know. I don't want to just credit it all to me, but accredited all to me, but it was definitely 90% of it. The rest of it was probably just because I think that night it was like a new moon or either a full moon, so it could have been that too. But
oh yeah,
there's a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, just us being melanated beings, our connection, yeah, our strong connection to the universe around us, the earth, the stars, the moon, and we don't even think so little of it, but we want to, you know, give all praise to Jesus, a white man that died on the cross for us.
Oh man, don't even tell me about it.
But it's another story.
Another story. Well, you definitely, like, we give praises to him, but we don't give praises to the stars and to the sun and to the moon. You know, even though the moon does have some things about it that we'll probably get into on another episode, that ain't such praising, we should be praising, but still deserves an amount of respect and attention that we don't give it on a daily basis. Well, they don't. Sitting outside now in the moonlight. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro.
Speaking on my personal experience being vegan, Shit, it's been 2 years, and I've slipped up twice. And I could feel myself spiritually, mentally not in alignment with where I was, because I feel like, you know, being on a vegan diet, or not diet, but a vegan lifestyle, it's like you're building up a high vibration from all the food you're eating. And then your body gets so like acclimated to operating a certain way when you throw in all that negativity from the meat, you know, the pain and suffering in it, it throws mm-hmm. you off. And like, it messes with you. And that's what I feel like happened to me. And it took a while to like really detox and cleanse myself. And I really didn't even know how to detox that first time. So all the inflammation I had built up from the few weeks I had eaten meat and dairy again, like it took me from February till November to get that down.
Wow.
And then when I had recently had another episode like that this year, It was March. And like, it took me from March to really June, July.
Wow.
To get the inflammation down. And I really didn't even start doing my, so I do a fast every week. And really, I've done like 17 weeks of Sunday fast. And this is when I really like seeing like changes in just my face and my energy and my thoughts. And I just,
so I have a question for you. So what do you think? Let me see what I was about to say. Damn. So it was about, I'll just continue. I had a question. It was a real good question I was going to ask you about.
Oh, you good. Whenever you got it, bro.
Yeah, it'll come back to me, but yeah. Man, that's fire. I think the thing about fasting that we got to make sure we tell our people to be careful about is how they return from that fast to their regular regimens. Mm-hmm. Because when I first started fasting, probably about 5 years ago now, because I've been fasting even when I was eating plant, animal-based products, I was fasting then. But I used to fast and I did not return back to my daily regimens properly. So sometimes I can feel it knock my body out of whack. And so now when I fast, I'm very careful about how I return to eating things again. And I think that's a lesson in itself to what our people should know, especially the ones who are trying to go, you know, alkaline vegan, because vegan and alkaline vegan is two different things, and I'm learning that myself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trying to go alkaline vegan and you're trying to fast, you got to make sure you got some water with some electrolytes in there. It's a lot of stuff you got to do outside of just, you know, drinking water and getting the nutrients from somewhere else. You got to make sure that when it's time to return to your regular eating habits, that your body is like, I'm ready to go back there.
Yeah, you really just got to ease your way into it and rebuild a new pattern.
That's right.
And speaking of fasting, Dr.
Baby said that.
Yeah, you
kill you.
Hold on. It had like lagged. Hold on, what were you saying?
Oh no, I just said, you know, we were talking about fasting and coming back from fasting, and I said, yeah, because Dr. Sabi had did a lecture on it. I can't remember the name that it was. And he had said the way that you come back from fasting could kill you literally. And because if you return back to your regular eating habits too quickly, your body can go into shock and that can kill you.
Yeah, so, and I feel like that's another
Yeah.
I feel like that's another good thing to bring up, how he introduced us to sea moss.
Oh yes.
That shit is a superfood, man. Like it'll have you feeling like, for me, it has me feeling like I don't even need to eat as much as I normally do. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, I drink my chlorophyll water. And really, I only eat because I weight train. But if I wasn't weight training, I probably wouldn't even eat that much for real.
Same.
Cause I just feel like this surge of energy, and like just this just makes me want to create and just do shit. Like I just be feeling amped.
Yeah.
And you know, we know it has 91 of the 102 minerals. The body runs off of minerals, and really it. Sea moss only works if you are in an alkaline state, because because if you are very acidic, your body's not even going to be getting the minerals.
Your body basically have a hard time. See, I just started taking sea moss about 2 weeks ago, so I need to be very careful with the knowledge that I do try to give on sea moss. But I can say from my own personal experiences from taking it for the past 2 weeks now, is that the first week when I was taking the capsules, it was just like, I remember calling Kobe. Actually, Kobe asked me, you know, dang, you know, like you have a burst of energy today. And I was like, yeah, bro, I'm out here. I think I was by the island somewhere, some island somewhere, just sitting out there. And the first time I took it, it literally transformed me. Like, I felt like I had an awakening of some sort. Like, I kid you guys not. I was telling Kobe, I would be in the car and it would feel like I couldn't contain my energy. I would have to get out of any space that contained me because it would feel like I was being trapped when I take CMOS. So I had to teach my body how to literally be comfortable with the amount of energy that CMOS gives to it in the past 2 weeks. This is literally just from me taking it for 2 weeks. And I think the first week I probably wasn't even as alkaline as I should have been, you know, because I'm still coming down from, like you said, inflammation, which I'm gonna get back to that because I just remembered the question. And so now that I'm kind of in this alkaline state and I'm taking the CMOS, it's amazing because it has strengthened my hair. It's like a physical thing I see too. I definitely feel a spiritual thing, but physically it has strengthened my hair. It has straight. It's even helped with my posture. Like my posture has even changed. The way I hold, the way I stand, my back.
Oh yeah, that nervous.
And so, you know, that nervous system. That nervous system. And you know, I'm a dude who I used to have multiple leg syndrome. So sometimes at night when I'm sleeping, it feels like my legs are moving. And so, I don't have that a lot. But that's whenever I have like terrible anxiety. Was taking the CMOS, and I don't even have that no more. So, you know, sometimes I could be sitting in a confined area, and I'll just feel like I'm moving when I'm not moving. And I've always had that since I was a little boy. It's called multiple leg syndrome, but sometimes it can be like all over the body experience. But ever since I've been taking that CMOS, I haven't been feeling that no more. So, you know, just as I kind of go in on my journey, I'll be more of a testament to y'all as we continue this journey of, you know, they don't care, but we do. Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Just so that y'all can kind of don't feel like we just pulling shit out of our ass and just making shit up. Like I'm actually on this journey as we speak right now, learning myself.
Practitioners.
That's right. And the question I had too was basically I was gonna ask you about the inflammation. How do you, because I feel like I just got to a point where I can see the inflammation is down on me. Like, it's down on me now. Like, my face ain't swole, my neck ain't swole, my body ain't swole no more. It's literally at the state that it, I want to call it the state of homeostasis. And so, how did you know when you got to that point where your body was no longer inflamed? Could you feel it? Could you see it?
Bro, I'm going to be honest. I really just felt it, like, just recently. It's like pressure. You know, it's just pressure buildup in your brain because, of course, your gut, your insides reflect your brain.
Yeah.
And it's like I feel myself back at my clear realm of thought of just not being fucking backed up. And like really inflammation is just the insides being dehydrated. Cause really? we're water beings, but when we fill ourselves with all these hydrogen ions and not so many oxygen, not so much oxygen. You know, we restrict our insides of oxygen, so it puts a lot of pressure. It builds up, and it makes it harder for us to breathe. And this is why my mucus, you know, that's why mucus is very prevalent, because this is the body rejecting all the bad stuff, trying to clean yourself out.
That's right. That's right.
Man, it's just.
I'll say something too, since we on the topic of mucus. I can say, since I stopped eating meat, because I have not did dairy products now in the past 10 years since 2006 probably. I have not had not one dairy product since then. So mucus for me never really was a problem from dairy products. I think it was coming strictly from my meat intakes. Mm-hmm. So I remember the very first day that when I became vegan and plant-based that I felt mucus free. Like I can swallow and I didn't feel like I didn't have a hard time swallowing. And I was like, even a little bit of mucus that I had, damn, feeling when you feel your body healing itself and not overworking to heal you throughout the day. And so even if I eat something now that is labeled as organic and it probably is not organic, my body can, I can feel it as my body is creating mucus to get it out of me. I can feel it. It's like a process. That
you bro.
And they call it, they say it's acid reflux, but I think it reminds me of what acid reflux would feel like, right? Because they say, hey, this is something that does not need to reside in you. Get it out. And so that's the body. You know,
I don't think it's really like acidic, but it's like it's just a reflex of mm-hmm. like just some sort of reflex, bro. Shit, it's crazy.
They say it's a reflex of the acid in the stomach. So it's like people who eat too much. Let's say, you know, my mom or my dad likes to eat red stuff, and that has a lot of, we know that the red color it's acidic in coloring. Even just the color red is acidic.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're putting that into your stomach, it basically adds to the acid that you already have in your stomach. So it's bubbling up to the bottom of your throat. And then it forces your body to like either force it back down or to like create these mechanisms where like it let it reflux and go up and go up and down and go up and down, up and down. So that's why when people eat stuff that's red or acidic in nature, so let's say if you eat a tomato with some ketchup with high fructose in it and coloring in it, that is acidic. So when you eat that on some french fries, it could cause your body to reject it. And then you already have the efficient amount of acid in your stomach. So your body can't say, well, I already got enough acid in me. So either you're going to throw this up or poop it out. It just allows it to stay in and just regulates the level up and down till it kind of like absorbs it and then it comes out whether it's through your stool or through your piss. So that's what acid reflux is, because, you know, my mom had it and I just wanted to learn what it was. So it's literally just what you eat, though. It ain't really nothing that's naturally going to happen unless you really just someone who was born with an extra amount of acid in your stomach for some odd reason, but it's really just based on the diet. And that's what I feel like mucus feels like when your body is making it. It feels like your throat is closing up at the bottom. And so, because I think I had some, I had ate something. This is another thing too, my brothers and sisters. We got to know that just because you're going to Walmart and you're getting shit that's organic, it says organic, don't mean it's organic. Just because you're going to these stores and it's saying that it's non-GMO does not mean it's non-GMO.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know every ingredient. You got to be able to read every ingredient in that food. If you can't pronounce it, don't put it in your body, because it's a reason why it does not need to be in you if you can't pronounce it. So my mama had bought me some organic non-GMO oatmeal raisin cookies. Ate them shits. Ate one of them thinking it's organic. Literally, as soon as I swallowed it, I just can feel the damage it was doing in my throat. And I was like, is these organic? Is these non-GMO? I just started asking. She was like, well, they said it. And I was like, I don't see it on the box. And I folded. That was the first mistake I made.
Yeah, gotta read, bro. Shit.
Gotta read.
Crazy. You gotta be good mindful of every action you take in this matrix, because
boy, what?
Shit will set you back so much you won't even know it. Like, you gotta stay mm-hmm. off of shit out here. It's crazy.
Facts. It took me a day to get that inflammation down, bro. Literally, like two, it took me probably a max 2 days to get that mucus out of me from one cookie. Literally, from one cookie. So, could you imagine the people who are eating these eating like that every day, the amount of time it's going to take before they can get that inflammation out of their body, bro?
And they don't even know it, but that shit is aging them. Like,
Yeah.
Fucking keys.
They rotting out from the inside out.
Man. But it is reversible. Like, our bodies are constantly working, and it is only going to work as much. It's only going to work as hard as the effort you put into it.
That's right.
Nourishing with all the minerals and just hydration. Mm-hmm. Because of course we are water beings.
Yep.
And it also helps actually just being out in nature and under the moon, because those help with our body processes as well.
Yep, I agree. And that's another reason too, you know, I say probably later on, you know, in this series, we're going to talk about the moon being a foreign body to our solar system. Because I know a lot of people haven't thought of this yet, mm-hmm. but I ain't going to call them theories, because, you know, they say when you have two people who can kind of confirm something to be true, it's no longer a theory, but it is truth. Mm-hmm. So I can't even call the stuff that I think about the moon theories anymore, because science has said the stuff that I'm saying. But just know that you do have to be careful the energy that you do absorb from the moon on certain lunar events. Mm-hmm. And I do want to make that very clear. So, like, you don't want to be out there on no waxing gibbous talking about you taking some moon energy in, because you might be trying to, you know, do some crazy shit later on that day. You know what I'm saying? You might be out here extra masculine on the female trying to, you know what I'm saying, harm her. Or females, you might be on some extra feminine shit talking about you got some energy from the moon last night when it was a waning gibbous or a waxing gibbous. So you just got to do your research on knowing when to be out in the moonlight and when to leave the moon alone, honestly. Because just getting further in my walk, I'm thinking some stuff about the moon that I'm going to be very careful with saying, because I know a lot of people worship the moon. They love the moon.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be careful with what I say about the moon this early on. But just know I got some gems coming about that moon.
Oh, yeah, we ready.
Yeah, bro. I was going to ask you, too. It was another question I had about, let's talk about social media. You know, we kind of converging everything tonight, from Dr. Sabre to acid reflux to down sun to the moon. So let's talk about social media. I got a good question for you. How do you protect your mental health when trying to bring the knowledge to different audiences of your social media platforms?
Man, I got people of all different strokes of life on my shit, man. How do I protect my energy? I respond like how I would
physically, mentally,
if I was talking to them in person, and just be mindful of who I'm talking to, and like, really just, you know, sometimes it can get draining talking to people. Honestly, the best way I just detox from all of it is just meditation, grounding, and or Palo Santo, and just kind of clearing my aura, because I feel like even when we interact with people over the phone, we exchange energy, and this might be a type of spiritual energy that is transmuted through the crystals in our phones and the wavelengths of the 5G and all these 4G shit, you know, because of course this is how our phones operate.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything really is energy, you know, we exchange, and I try to be careful, but also just, I speak from the heart, and I just tell truth. You know, there's no reason to lie. And even if we don't lie to eye, it's just, you know, we don't have to. We can just go our ways, agree to disagree.
That's right.
The knowledge that I share they might not be ready to listen to it at that moment in time, and I understand fully. Because when I do get to talking, I'll talk. Like, I guess that's just the Gemini in me.
I think it's a very prevalent conversation that you know, we should have, especially with Black men who be on social media, Black men in particular, Black straight men, because it seems like there is I'll just put this social media, like we, you know, upholding the woman, or if we upholding our bros, or we
upholding
our energy, we're toxic, we're a threat to women, we're a threat to everyone.
Hey, hold on.
Sometimes we can feel outcasted with the world. Sometimes we can feel like we're outcast and we're ostracized. Activities to kind of protect your mental side is a beautiful thing too, because, you know.
Hold on, bro. It glitched out, and I missed all of that. So just rewind.
It's lagging again.
Yeah, I can hear you now. So just like you said, with your straight Black men, something.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I know you had got to going, bro. It was going slow, but it was going fast too. I'm like, shit, like it's some good stuff. But what were you saying?
Oh yeah, I was saying, you know. The main reason I act. This is, bro, and that's another reason too. I got to get back to my aid, because the Wi-Fi out here around me, it's like a boondock. So y'all got to really excuse us tonight. It's going to be a lot of work for him. So I ain't expecting him to be sitting down trying to edit this shit. Y'all going to have to just fuck with this. But yeah, I was basically saying there's a threat on Blast You. That was because as us being men that express our love for women and our spiritual and our physical energy, we are threats to people on social media sometimes. Mm-hmm. So when you always consistently posting the knowledge and posting to the world, it can become draining, because there's always a target on your back anyway. Oh, he did see that. And it's like, well, what do you do to protect yourself? So to hear you say that you're doing, you know, more so on the physical side of meditation and grounding and stuff like that, that's beautiful, because for someone like me, I have to use different exercises where I don't even be on social media, or I have to, like, you know, do like puzzles and shit like that. Just kind of take my mind off of feeling ostracized. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So hopefully if it's anyone listening to this that feels ostracized on one of the lowest on the totem pole right now, which is us, you feel like you ostracized, my guy, fast, make your brain work. And I think social media won't have such a bad effect on you as it probably is right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's a good answer.
Yeah, and you said you know, there's a target on our backs as Black men, because, of course, you know, us being melanated beings we're very passionate in our expression. And our masculinity is threatening to the very feminized society we live in due to, you know, the mistreatment of women that have made them lose the trust for us.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these ideologies being put in people's heads from social media, talking about, oh, I hate men, da da da. Like, the other day, I had met this girl, and we were just talking, like, cooling it, whatever. And she just randomly brought up about how all men should die out and shit. And I'm just
what the fuck?
So you want me to die out? And she's like, oh no, you're cool. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, people, they don't even hear themselves talking when they say shit like this. Like, that you're really projecting some serious negativity onto a real man that, you know, respects and appreciates your energy. That's just draining. Like,
but you know, the thing is, I feel like, you know, as we get deeper into this spiritual journey, some stuff we can't even blame on a, like, let's say a shorty, a female is on Twitter every day. It ain't really much that we can blame on her, because if she's seeing 30,000 girls say elf niggas, you know, they ain't hitting on so-and-so. Then if she starts to adopt that in her life, she's just doing what she's just acting to what she's been predisposed to. We have to be more so mad at the forces that be, you know what I'm saying? I feel sorry for her, because the fact that she can fix her lips to say that about someone that she probably don't even understand, but then I have to feel sorry for you, because it's just like, you know what I'm saying? It's just, social media has really screwed up the mind, like, fix it, because I know dudes right now who creatively want to use their social media platforms, but they scared to use their platforms because of the targets that they feel are on their back by women, by social media is a safe haven for them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even when we don't feel like it is for us.
Man, you really just got to be like water, bro. Like Bruce Lee said, bro. Fuck all this bullshit, bro. Like, everybody's sensitive, bro. Like, as long as you speak with good intentions, like, I think you're going to be straight. Regardless of how you feel about it. Cause as long as you're not, like, threatening anybody or anything, it's just like...
Yeah. Yeah.
People are just very critical, so... I I'm just at a point now, I'm just like, man, I'm tired of holding myself back.
That's right. Exactly. We don't have to... Why do we have to hold ourselves back as Black men? Men in general, but Black men. Why do we have to say, you know what? I don't think that I want to tweet about this knowledge, because if I say that, then it might make her feel less than. If it's truth and it's coming from the universal source about whatever it may be, then it doesn't matter how it makes anyone feel. If it's truth, it's truth. And truth will set anything that's bound to it free.
Yeah.
So it's just sad that we even have to have this spectrum of frequency within ourselves about our social media platforms that we work hard to create. Because we work hard to get the people who we have following us. We ain't just tweeting every day and people following us out of the blue. People saw us over years and years, and now we at where we at. So we work hard for our platform. So we deserve to use them how we want to use them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of the screwed up thing about social media too. I've seen a lot of people, dudes in particular, that was spiritual, use it in a way that they felt was right, and lost their channels, lost their Twitters, lost a lot of shit because niggas was reporting them low-key and females was reporting them. So dudes and females too, just learn how to move when you're given knowledge. Like, one thing I'm gonna say too about, and this is gonna affect a lot of people, but I'm about to say it, I don't care.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
My grandmother, right, she is someone who practices some things, put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the stuff that I see people on Twitter and social media sharing about the knowledge of Black magic and voodoo and stuff like that, you don't really supposed to be saying that. A disrespect to the ancestors and to the Orishas and to the people who laid the groundwork for shit to work. So when I say learn how to use those social media, I also mean keep your mouth closed. You know, it's a lot of stuff that we share with the world that the world don't deserve or needs to know. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, the most recent thing that me and Kobe talked about a week ago. We're going to get on Kanye West too, since we're talking about that. The dudes who bought the 190 acres of land out here in Georgia somewhere, they went to fucking Twitter and Instagram and Shade Room, and I'm just like, yo, why are you sharing this knowledge? This was supposed to be something we kept under the radar, because now that they see this, they can take this away, and they can say, oh, this is not a sovereign land, or they're trying to make a sovereign land, and they can literally seize your land from you. So it's just like, we got to teach our generation, the youth below us, the importance of using social media to your benefit. You ain't got to tell everything that you're doing. You ain't got to say the rituals that you do to work for you, or whatever the hell you got going on for you that's working for you. Give the knowledge, move on. And that's another thing too with Kanye West. He is low-key agent, because he is taking very prevalent issues within the Black spiritual community now, and he's putting it on his platform, and we have to question his... We have to question if he is for us or against us. Just because he's showing signs of mental instability does not mean automatically that he cares for the spiritual community. So I just urge my brothers and sisters to be careful about how they lean towards the knowledge that Kanye West and NLE Choppa gives off. Those two dudes are very sus to me.
Oh, yeah.
Erica already exposed, bro, but that's another, you know, topic for us, you know, probably another episode, but NLE ain't really, you know. What you think about NLE? I'm gonna put it like that. What you think about it?
Honestly, I don't catch good vibes just because he's put out labels, all the violence. And, like, I know you can grow from those situations, but it's just...
Yeah.
He's gotten a lot of the energy out there.
And mm-hmm.
The way that music operates, they stream it at 440 hertz, which targets the mm-hmm. third eye. So you got all these misled young men listening to this shit. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, shoot the nigga. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't.
And that's a very good thing too, that you said.
Like, they should be looking. The youth shouldn't be looking at all these rappers and athletes really, as leaders, because ultimately a lot of these niggas are some agents. Like,
facts.
Pushing.
That's a conversation that. That's a conversation that especially watching the game, not even knowing where the hell the sport of athletics come from. I don't even think a lot of people know that the rituals of shooting a ball into a circle is a ritual in itself that these people used to do. Let's just say, because I'm going to be real careful about how I say this. There is a ritual that they put this in movies. So when you watch movies, like, not only was it practiced in the Mayan cultures, which they didn't do it, and what they did in the sacrificial way, because they were sacrificing these. If you make that shot, you did. But they homosexuals, and they, so, you know, I just wanted to make that clear. I don't want to go too deep into that, but just know that's the opening of your energy to that, because those are gods who our ancestors look at and laugh at. So be careful about how you idolize. I ain't calling no niggas names, but. You know, like, even with, let me, you know, I'm gonna say this. Even with Kobe, did you know that Kobe name correlates with the coronavirus patent? That's all I'm gonna say. I ain't gonna go no deeper into that. I'm gonna leave that open for y'all to go do y'all research on. But yeah. Know that Kobe name is literally in February. Just know that something was, that wasn't, he's probably not even dead right now. That was a portal being opened so that this energy could be created and manifested and can screw the whole entire year. So that's all I'm going to say about Kobe. I know y'all a little sensitive about that, but we got to start moving like how they move. They looking at us, laughing at us right now because they think we believe their agenda.
Bro, the whole,
you know what I'm saying?
The Zoom call is,
but like, I don't believe that agenda. You can't really take me down because I'm protected. I got people right now who can sit a mirror outside your house and get you out your house. So I promise you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't worried about nothing, but I definitely, you know, want to give the knowledge.
Oh, yeah, bro. We protected, bro. Man, I had missed, like, a lot of what you had said because of the connection, but I can probably mm-hmm. still play it through. But, yeah,
it's just a magical time when, yeah, we good. Yeah. And if, I'm gonna say it again so you can edit it. They just need to, basically they need to do their research on that, the origins of sport. And if you really don't believe me, watch Apocalypto. And watch how the Mayans was literally throwing niggas off the fucking pyramids down there, which wasn't even their pyramids, because those pyramids are there before, transcends their civilizations. But that's another conversation too. But they came into those lands, found those pyramids, and thought that by killing niggas off those pyramids, sacrificing them, guillotining them and all that, was like a sacrificial lamb to the gods that they believed. But do your research on about what is basketball, what is football, what is soccer, what is tennis. And when you get that, you ain't even gonna, like my mom and dad be like, sports, why do I watch sports? It's fake. So once you start getting the truth on that, you're not even gonna care about these niggas no more. You're not gonna even wanna be like, let me look up to LeBron, or you ain't even gonna care.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you're gonna know the origins of who gave him that $100 million contract to literally enslave your mind for 20 years until they sacrificed him. And then it's to the next little nigga that's gonna enslave your child mind till you wake up and say, well, this whole entire ritual of sports is not even of my ancestors anyways. So why am I wasting my money and my time watching it? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that's another topic. We definitely gonna go deeper into the origins of sports, because you can't be spiritual and still be watching sports. That's just how I feel. You cannot be. It's just like eating meat and talking about you vegan. How you spiritual and you still entertain, intertwine with entertainment?
Mm-hmm.
How? It don't work. So
you should drain.
A nigga like me don't even have a TV. I can't tell you the last time I sat down and just watched TV. Like, what? Come on, bro.
Hell yeah, shit, bro. I'm a conclude.
It's draining, bro.
I'm going to conclude the episode because the connection's a little trash.
I think it was another question I had, too.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
It was about, because I saw you talked about the hate mongering of men against women.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. This was a fly episode. My guy, I pick a moment to start. We need to pick a moment to start the ending so that it doesn't sound like we're not connected because it's lagging so bad.
Hell, yeah.
So you can start the ending when you ready.
All right. So yeah, you. All right. One last thing we talked about: hate mongering between men and women against one another. I feel like with this whole Tory Lanez and Meg shit, and a lot of this shit going on, it has been. It's been, all right, so this is when astrology and shit like comes into mind, it comes into play, because I recall him dropping his album on the day it was a Pluto moon, and that deals with like sharing trauma and stuff, and it just was like I feel like it was something to like spark something out of both masculine and feminine energies of, oh, women be lying on dudes, and then, oh,
yeah.
niggas be violent towards women and need to do better, da, da, da. And just more divide to split us up and really manifest our low vibrational energy for the rituals.
Mm-hmm.
We, at these times, with the energy and the intensity of everything, we need to like really come together, not be so
that's right.
in this bullshit, these lies of social media, because these crystals are, with us being, with all the toxins they put in within our environments, and people being very acidic and being very, you know, electromagnetic and not electronegative. Mm-hmm. They're becoming prone to the frequencies of their exterior environment. And this is what is brainwashing people and also killing their mitochondria and aging them with the 5G shit, but people don't want to, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. You just talking. Like, nigga, I can sit down. You got to sit down and explain this shit to the people. Like, everything is connected at the atomic level. Like, you got a real deal. Think about every move consciously.
Thanks.
Hey, yeah. But, yeah.
I definitely agree with the whole, you know, hate mongering of men against women. I think that that is a tactic that not only the industry, but just people who trying to control other people have used to their advantage now for at least the past 2 or 3 years. This is the much I've ever seen a woman say that a man hates her and then uses that energy to either step her. I've literally seen women say, denounce black men on Twitter and get hundreds of thousands of likes for it.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like,
I'm just like, pushing. You don't even know his struggle. And I've seen men do it to women too.
Mm-hmm. And it's just,
so it needs to be a common ground where we at. It's the lag.
Yeah, bro. But yeah, most definitely, you know, I feel like it is pushing us. It is messing with our energies. It's making the women want to act more masculine to make up for the lack of masculinity they feel in their lives. And then it is making men more feminine because just society itself has been so feminized with all this shit. And like, niggas is too dependent on sex. And like,
too dependent on metal.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother topic. We ain't even got there yet about the metal and how niggas is.
Yeah.
Man.
But man, this is.
Man, they ain't looking for the metal, bro.
Yeah, we gonna.
Yeah.
Next one's gonna be fire. We gonna get after it.
Yeah, I got. You know what? How about this? We start assigning ourselves to topics to find for the week of the podcast every down Thursday. We start coming up with a down topic list throughout the week.
Yep.
And then this is a conversation we can have on the phone later, but you can edit that out. But
all right.
Yeah, bro. You can go ahead and do your ending. So we ain't gonna.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening to the Wolf Chronicles, the series. Niggas don't care, but we do. Featuring my boy Flip9. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you.
Like, subscribe, share, just show us love. You got anything you want to say, Flip?
No, I just thank you to everyone who gonna see this and feel inspired by it. And even if you feel like you know you can't connect to it just yet because it's so early on, just give us time. We gonna get this train rocking and shit. So just thank you for listening because I know my bro gonna share it and it's gonna get out there to the people who need to see it. And you know, yeah, just like you said, like, share, and subscribe, and stay safe. That's the most important thing. I'm gonna conclude on to my brothers and sisters out there. Stay safe and healthy. You know, because that seems like the two hardest things that we can't do. But that's all I got to say as for now. But like I say, next week I got some gems coming for y'all. So be ready.
Oh, yeah. We got y'all.
Sorry.
Y'all take care. Thanks for tapping in. Peace.
Peace. Oh, yeah. That was fine.